Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 22 in your syllabus, that is Reading with Understanding. First of all, we will be dealing with the first section, which is about the banyan tree. Its name had been given originally by the Europeans in the Persian Gulf. This tree is very important as Hindus of the merchant class used to assemble for worshipping or business activities, and eventually its name spread to different parts of Asia and India. For many centuries, Indian writers and poets had written about the banyan tree, and this tree seemed to be common to the sub-Himalayan forests and slopes of the hill ranges in the peninsular India. Banyan trees have a lot of religious importance, as these trees are mostly planted along the roads, near the temples, and on open grounds near villages. The banyan tree holds its importance as a meeting place for people, transaction of businesses, and socialization. The banyan tree, learners, like you know, is enormous in size. It is 70 to 100 feet high and is surrounded by aerial roads. The leaves are oval in shape and are smooth and shining. In open places, especially in the villages, a banyan tree reaches its full glory. There are some famous and gigantic banyan trees in Calcutta. The banyan trees grow along the roads and in open spaces. Villagers enjoy sitting in the shade of the banyan tree. The tree was called the banyan tree by the Europeans. So learners, like I have said before, the original name was given by the Europeans. It is gigantic and it grows better and well in villages. Usually, it is considered very auspicious and we have temples and shrines around it. Learners, now let's just go to the second section of the chapter. This section is about vertebrate or backboned animals and how they are divided into two categories, that is warm-blooded and cold-blooded. Warm-blooded group includes those animals whose blood keeps a constant temperature and they are little affected by the temperature of the surrounding air. The warm-blooded animals include mammals, human beings, and birds. The cold-blooded animals include a variety of fish, frogs, reptiles, and their blood temperature changes with the temperature of the surrounding atmosphere. All the birds seem similar from outside, but they are different from each other. Some birds weave elaborate nests, while others lay their eggs straight on the ground without any preparation. Some birds eat highly specialized foods like vultures, while others like crows and chicks practically can eat anything except metal. Some birds seem to be unable to live away from human company, while others retreat and become extinct as soon as human beings come near them. Vertebrate animals, learners, are those that have a backbone. Fish, frogs, and reptiles are those creatures whose temperature and blood changes with outside atmosphere. Mammals are basically those creatures who have hair on their body. Birds lay eggs and hatch them. The ostrich is a very tall bird. Some birds build complicated nests, while others lay their eggs straight on the ground without any preparation. Like I have said before, learners, some birds are friendly with humans, while others retreat and become extinct and move far away when humans come near them. So learners, this is a very simple chapter. Please go through the chapter on your own, go through the two sections, and also go through the worksheets that are available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.